Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
When we have a physical complaint, most of us pop a pill to relieve the symptoms. The problem is, over-the-counter and prescription medications can have harmful side effects that in many cases can actually make the problem worse and not really even go after the underlying situation or condition. My guest is best-selling author and international expert on natural medicine, Dr. Michael T. Murray. So, Dr. Murray, tell us about some of the five most common meds that we see that might be making us sicker.
Well, sleeping pills are probably at the top of the list right now. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for arthritis. You have antidepressant drugs, believe it or not, antacids, and even diabetes medications can worsen the situation.
Well, let's start with the sleeping pills, because I know that people, some of them, I know Halcyon isn't as recommended anymore, but people can become addicted to these. Some of the ones out there say can cause, the side effects kill me, Dr. Murray, because it says can cause sleeplessness, anxiety, and thoughts of suicide.
Yeah. And just in the last year, some really shocking data came out. One study showed that it was a 22-year study looking at people over this time span, and they found that when people started using sleeping pills, it increased the risk of developing dementia by almost 300%, so a threefold increase in dementia. Another study came out, once again, showing that sleeping pills actually increase overall mortality, increase heart disease risk, increase the risk of developing any form of cancer by 35%. Very, very shocking studies on sleeping pills. And we have 12.5% of the U.S. adult population regularly taking these pills. And
we've become this stressed out society, people. Yeah. I'm a mother of two and I work two jobs, so my mind never stops. Give us a quick 20-second, your best advice on getting to sleep without using these.
Well, first thing is to eliminate stimulants. Caffeine is a real problem for a lot of people. There are over 300 drugs that can also lead to feelings of anxiety and insomnia. A poor blood sugar control, I think, is a big contributor for many people of sleep maintenance insomnia, where they are able to get to sleep, but they wake up 2, 3, 4 hours later and have a hard time getting back to sleep. So natural approaches to stabilize blood sugar levels, I think, can really pay great dividends in improving sleep quality. Then you have a long list of natural sleep aids, melatonin, 5-HTP, L-theanine, valerian, all of which have very good scientific documentation on safety and efficacy.
That is great, because I know that melatonin and 5-HTP really do work for my patients that I've recommended it to. Now, let's talk about osteoarthritis meds. You know, some of the NSAIDs can cause stomach bleeding. They can cause, you know, all sorts of things. Speak about what you like to do instead of those.
Yeah, well, first of all, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are really kind of an irrational approach to osteoarthritis, the most common form of arthritis. These drugs actually impair the body's ability to manufacture cartilage components, and osteoarthritis is caused by a degeneration of cartilage. So these drugs actually are adding fuel to the fire and can lead to greater joint destruction. It makes more sense to give the body the tools it needs to build cartilage, and these are things like glucosamine sulfate, hyaluronic acid, MSM. These are safe and effective ways to help the body heal itself by, providing these structural building blocks to build cartilage.
And let's move on to antacids. And this is another one that kind of gets me, Dr. Murray, because antacid, we need that acid. You know, that's what breaks down our food. So when you're taking something that's called an antacid, you're actually getting rid of something that your body needs to break down the food in the first place.
Exactly. The problem with many of the drugs is that they're trying to address symptoms, and this is really a good example. These antacids block the body's ability to secrete hydrochloric acid. We need hydrochloric acid, so when we block that action, we impair absorption and various nutrients, and studies have shown that long-term antacid use greatly increases the risk for many nutrient deficiencies and leads to osteoporosis. They've been implicated in dementia again, and use of these drugs is associated with a dramatic increased risk for various infections, particularly pneumonia and various gastrointestinal infections. So
that's amazing to me. And what do you want us to do? Because, you know, with everyone suffering reflux these days, it's like everybody's got it. And you're worried about the precancerous things going on in the esophagus and all this other kind of stuff. So what do you like? Do you like vinegar? Do you like, what do you like to keep that pH regulated so that we don't suffer those symptoms?
Well, for many people, just the opposite. We want to utilize digestive aids, including hydrochloric acid. There are a number of natural products that can help relieve gastroesophageal reflux disorder. The best studied is a special peppermint oil preparation, where the peppermint oil is placed in capsules that are enteric-coated. That means they're coated so that they don't break down in the stomach. Well, studies have shown that these enteric-coated peppermint oil capsules can go a long way in improving non-ulcer dyspepsia and gastroesophageal reflux disorder. So, there are a lot of things that we can do, both diet and supplement-wise, to improve digestion. Many people would benefit more by taking digestive aids, which include hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes, than they would by taking antacids, which actually block digestion. So,
they do, and I do like digestive enzymes. They sort of make you feel, you can feel it. It's just like a calmer digestive feeling. You can actually feel your body working better.
Yep.
I mean, that's a really great suggestion. Now, antidepressants. The big joke is you take an antidepressant, and again, those side effects cause depression.
Yeah, well, one of the big side effects is weight gain. This happens to about 20% of people.
Which makes us more depressed, Dr. Murray.
Oh, absolutely.
We're just adding that right in there.
Yeah, it looks like these drugs interfere with appetite control mechanisms in some people. And so, it's a real problem. And, we don't get depressed because our brain is deficient in Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, whatever. You know, we can improve our brain function, improve our mood through better nutrition. And of particular importance are these long-chain omega-3 fatty acids that we get from fish oil and fish oil supplements. And studies show that these fish oils help our brain work better. So it's not only useful in attention deficit disorder, but it's also useful in depression, bipolar depression, and virtually every other psychological condition. We're just giving our body, our brain, a very important tool for it to maintain its health. And many Americans are low in these omega-3 fatty acids, so taking a good, high-quality fish oil supplement is a great recommendation for improving brain health. And there are studies showing that it can improve our mood. And then there are some very useful natural antidepressant agents. We mentioned 5-HTP prior. St. John's wort extract does work. It has shown effects in clinical studies. There's another amino acid called SAMe, that's short for S-adenosylmethionine. That, too, has very good clinical documentation as a natural antidepressant.
And personally, I like exercise. Taking a walk can really
make,
exercise is
no
medicine,
question.
And it can make you feel, you get a little bit of an endorphin rush. It makes you feel better. And so now in just the last 30 to 45 seconds, tell us about the headache drugs that are out there and your best advice for getting some of these things out of our medicine cabinet that can actually be making us sicker.
Well, the thing about headache medications, they did a study in patients that had chronic daily headaches, and they found that somewhere between 70 and 80% of people with chronic daily headaches, you can cure them simply by weaning them off their headache medications, that they're having rebound headaches because of the medications. Many times people in America are low in magnesium, and magnesium is a vital nutrient, and when we don't get enough magnesium, it definitely increases our risk for headaches. Magnesium has a calming effect, so it's good in tension headaches, and it also has an ability to stabilize blood vessels, making it useful in migraine headaches. So about 300 to 500 milligrams of additional magnesium can go a long way in improving headaches.
Thank you so much, Dr. Murray. You can read more about him at drmurray.com and his book, The Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay tuned. There's more coming up.